Hi, man. Gino, good to have you here this evening. Terry Brennan with us, Managing Director of Matthews Wall Anchor and Waterproofing Services. And we are talking tonight about what Matthews does and how they could be of benefit to you. And Terry, we were just talking a couple of moments ago about remodeling basements and what happens once the basement is remodeled and then you guys step in and then fix the problem.
Right.
But it sure seems to me that a lot of this could be avoided if people go through a process of making sure that the wall is sufficient before they even do the remodeling in the first place.
Absolutely. And a lot of times people will look and they'll go, wow, our basement's dry. It's always been dry. It's been dry for the 20 years. Now I think we'll finish this basement. But the reality is that a lot of times when we go back to do waterproofing after water issues developed, mm-hmm. when you've got a finished basement, is the what's behind the drywall, although it may appear fine, actually the insulation's turned black with mold, the wood's rotting behind there and so forth. So that's why it's a great idea to have us take a look and see what you got before we come out.
Okay.
Kind of see what the lay of the land is, how your house sits and so forth. But most importantly, to have a proper vapor barrier, which covers the entire wall mm-hmm. and then tucks down into the sealed interior drain system, will allow you to put up any type of wall that you want. And make sure that even as water might be diffusing through the walls, which it always is anyways, will collect condensate, especially in the summer months where it's very humid outside and it's cool in the basement.
Okay.
All that moisture will go down then behind that sealed vapor barrier and into the drain system. And what that does for you is you're never going to have those mold issues, which cause a lot of problems and respiratory issues and things like that.
Right. Very nice. So my guess is that just having you out to do the inspection is a whole lot better. It's that peace of mind
right.
that all the work that you're about to put into your basement, there's a reassurance that you're probably not going to have a problem moving forward.
Exactly.
I mean, no guarantees, ultimately.
Right. You never know completely where it's going to be. Some people choose to put limited systems in where they only cover one wall where they think they might have an issue.
Yes.
But over time, you can't really tell, especially like with the summer that we've had right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've had extremely heavy rains. People with small issues now have big problems, and people that had no water issues now have a little seepage there, here and there. So,
Terry Brennan with us, Managing Director of Matthews Wall Anchor and Waterproofing Services. You do this work not just in the Pittsburgh region, but I mean, you guys cover a very wide territory. How big is the region that you'll go?
It's about 150 square miles. So we're as north as Erie because we're in Beaver Falls, of course.
Yes.
But our office services as south as, to Wheeling or also to Steubenville,
mm-hmm.
and of course over to eastern parts of Ohio as well, because we're somewhat on that border right there.
Okay.
And of course the entire Pittsburgh area, but we do a lot of rural projects as well, and even with our commercial work we do stuff out of state occasionally. So our company is considered, especially in foundation issues where we do peering systems, which will lift buildings, we're considered one of the predominant companies that can actually go out and do nightmare projects that other companies can't do with commercial work. So that takes us far and wide.
What?
And we have a completely separate commercial division that's one of the top in the country.
That's always fascinating to me. The ability to come in and take a building,
right?
Something maybe as small as a house, but my goodness, you guys deal with much bigger structures.
Right.
To be able to come in and then lift the building.
Right.
And then level it out and then build back underneath. Tell us about that.
In the peering systems, we use hydraulic rams, which send galvanized steel tubes into the ground until they either reach bedrock or solid ground. And then with hydraulic pressure, we're actually able to, across an array of peering cylinders, we're able to actually lift buildings back into place. And these are very large buildings. We're Latitude 40 is out in Robinson Township, for instance, some other shopping plazas and stuff around the area. So even in much larger structures, we're able to go in and do that. A lot of times it's a matter of stabilization,
mm-hmm.
Especially with the weight of some of those projects. They're seeing cracking and bowing and things like that, even after initial construction. So they're more interested in making sure that it's stable before they do anything else. So.
Is it surprising, at least it is to me, that buildings like this would have a problem, that they would have designed them initially to be able to withstand something like that, that they would have hit bedrock in the first place?
Right. They're doing, most of the in new construction, even with commercial projects, they're putting it on what should be virgin ground.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a lot of water washing into it, it can wash out the under part of the foundations itself.
Okay.
And so that can cause you know, issues down the line. So it's, you know, water is rather inexplicable too, where you think a solid is not, and so on and so forth. There's just a wide variety of strata and different soil conditions that you get. And adding that extra insurance in there to make sure that the building's stable, I mean, that saves millions of dollars over time.
And you save structures that otherwise would just get torn down then, I guess.
That's true. There, you know, there's no wall that's really too bad that we can't do something with. Even if it's in your house and you've got a wall that's starting to come in significantly, if you got a very badly bowed wall, sometimes we'll do an exterior excavation so that we can try to pull the wall back into place. But even if it's severe, there's a lot of times we can actually address those issues.
We are joined by Terry Brennan, Managing Director of Matthews Wall Anchor and Waterproofing Services. You have a website. We were talking a bit before we went on the air, and
right.
completely revamped,
right?
Brand new look,
right?
Tell us a little bit about that.
Before, you know, well, this company was founded over 30 years ago. You know, we were one of the predominant companies that's been doing this, especially in the Pittsburgh area and really nationally. You know, John Matthews founded this company way back when. Bud Norton, who is the current owner for the last 6 years, wanted to give us a kind of a fresher look. A lot of people didn't know that we actually did waterproofing services. I mean, we have a, you know, a long litany of people we've done waterproofing for, but they weren't aware that we had the waterproofing parts. So we actually altered our name to make it from Matthews Wonker Service into Matthews Wonker and Waterproofing Services, and with that, rebranding and so forth. But our website is totally exciting now. We've got media content on there, questions and answers, blog content, Facebook hookups, and you can see our commercials and find out a lot more details about us, as well as links to like our manufacturer, which is ECP Products. They're considered one of the best suppliers of products out there.
And do me a favor. Hold on right there.
Certainly.
And we'll talk more about the website, more about Matthews Wall Anchor and Waterproofing Services. News headlines are next. News Radio 1020, KDKA.